There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 13th edition. Yeah, what a Monday night that was. It's nice when things work out as planned. Sir Strasburg gave up 6. He struck out 10, though. Left us in a good spot. DeGrom was outstanding. Taillon was great. Meyer, if he didn't walk 5, it's always the risk to play with him. The good stuff there in the bats. The bats are great. Good stuff there. Moving on to Tuesday, where it is absolutely loaded. I have a long list of pitchers we'll go through, and I have my rankings for each department to try to help you out. But I wanted to mention a bunch of them just to give you some ideas where we stand on that. Before we crack into that, I said it was a 14-game all-day slate. There's a 15th game. It's in St. Louis, Brewers-Cardinals at 2:15 Eastern, 11:15 Pacific times. Not on the main slate. On the main slate, Rockies, Pittsburgh, slight chances of rain, should be fine in that one. Braves, Nationals, another warm one, good hitting environment there. Close the roof there. Phillies at Red Sox, slight chance of rain, gets better and better for us as the night goes on. Decent hitting weather in that ballpark. Cubs, Mets, wind blowing in hard from left field, which is oh so nice. Slight chances of rain as the night goes on, but nothing too crazy. High temperatures that'll make the ball carry, but the wind blowing in helps a bit there. D-backs at Tigers, wind blowing out to right field, chances, slight chances of rain. Seattle, Minnesota, rain gets heavier as the night goes on, so keep an eye on that one, but the wind's blowing in hard from right field, which is oh so nice. And other than that, you have the normal wind blowing out in San Francisco, but nothing too crazy there. It's built to take that. Your totals on the day, Rockies, Pirates, total of 9, Braves, Nationals, 9.5, Rays, Blue Jays, 9, Phillies, Red Sox, 9.5, Cubs, Mets, 8.5, Dodgers, Indians, 8, Diamondbacks, Tigers, 9, A's, Marlins, 9, still waiting on that Rangers, Astros one, Mariners, Twins, 10.5, Orioles, White Sox, 10.5, Yankees, Angels, 8.5, Reds, Padres, 8, and Royals, Giants, 7.5. Let's get a crack in your high-priced pitcher on the night. One, Clayton Kershaw, $12,900 at the Cleveland Indians. A couple things to look at here. Kershaw, we know, is a big K machine. Last 30 days, 13th best barrel FIP. Striking on 33.59% of the batters he's facing. He's getting barreled up 4.65% of the time. A little more than normal for Kershaw. The odd thing with the Indians, they only strike out about 18% of the time versus left-handed pitching. It's not too shabby. They do have the second lowest total on the board at 3.71. Lefty's hitting 201, righty's 229 off Kershaw. When you're talking Indians, average WOBA, average ISO versus lefties, you're probably going to play Kershaw if you feel like paying up. There's no doubt about it. I just want to bring up the fact that the Indians usually don't strike out a ton. Then again, Kershaw has his way with most people. Next up, your second high-priced guy we're targeting, Zach Greinke, 12-2 at the Detroit Tigers. And that's interesting offense. It's all or nothing with that offense. Greinke's been phenomenal all year. I wax poetic about him nearly every time out there. 8 Ks in 3 of his last 4 starts. 14th on the barrel FIP leaderboard, getting barreled at 4.65% of the time, but he's striking out 32.56% of the batters he's facing in the last 30 days. Overall, 30% K rate, 14.5% swing and strike rate. Hard contact rate's a little higher than we'd like, but it is what it is. You got Detroit striking out 23.2% of the time versus righty, so he's got some good K upside in this matchup. And when you're talking Tigers, they have a decent team total of 4.45. Lefty's hitting 306, righty's 301 off Greinke. They have about average, a little above average wOBA and ISO against right-handed pitching. So it's that offense, they're so frustrated. We talk about them to stack. They're either all or nothing. They've been hitting better. Castellanos heating up and whatnot. JD Martinez is the beast. Upton's swinging it well. But Greinke's been pretty darn good. If he's locating, will be just fine in this matchup. So Greinke 12-2 is in play. We're going to skip over the third five-figure man and David Price. I still have to see more from him. I keep saying it. I know he's at home. I know he's against the Phillies offense, which many clown upon, and rightfully so. They're so hot and so cold. Might be a phenomenal matchup, but they actually do hit lefties very, very well. Above average ISO against left-handed pitching. And Price's consistency just hasn't been there. I totally get it if you want to use him. I have no problem with that. They strike out about 20% of the time versus left-handed pitching, but I'll move on to our next option. After 10-1 with Price, you drop all the way down to $8,800 with John Lester. Lester is another one of those, what is going on? His last three starts, 9.1, 10.1, minus 3.9 points. He's given up 4, 3, and 6 earned runs. K's haven't quite been there. Prior to that, he was outstanding. Those were against three really good offenses and some good hitting environments. He goes to the New York Mets, a team full of left-handed bats, but when the lefty gets on the mound, you got the likes of Wilmer Flores, which I always say is a must-play against the lefty. Not necessarily Lester's quality, but still a very, very good play. You got like Lagares switch hitting to Drubal Cabrera, the catching situation, Darino Rivera. There's decent right-handed bats. They do strike out 21.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Lester is 22nd in barrel FIP the last 30 days, striking out about almost 25% his last 30 days, getting barreled up less than 4% of the time. When you're talking New York Metropolitans against Lester, 4.16 team total. Lefty's hitting 247 off Lester, righty's 291. Average wOBA of 305, but above average ISO of 182, so they can hit him with power when they hit him. It's a dicey play with Lester. He's just been off lately. Maybe he gets it right tonight. It's a great price tag on him. It's like the Darvish angle last night. You got that great price tag, and it worked out well. So if you want to go that route, he's on my list. I have no problem using him. It's just a question mark on what you're going to get. And there's a lot of good options on this slate in this 8 and 7K range. So if you want to go there, no problem. But if not, go to your next guy, CC Sabathia, $8,700 at the Anaheim Angels. CC has been amazing. 0-1-2-1-0 are his earned runs in his last 5 starts. 22.8, 22.3, 26.9, 27.3, 29 DraftKings points in all of those starts. CC's been great. 5 or more Ks in those starts. He's been outstanding. He looks like he wears, a curtain out there or massive pajamas, like in hammer time. But he's been great. You got an 18.6% K rate for Angels versus lefties, which is not ideal. CC about 19.3%. Great ground ball rate from CC. Minimal hard contact rate. The Angels got shut down by Tanaka-san last night, which is a good omen there. For a lot of reasons, but the Angels 4-1-6 team total, lefties hitting 291, righties 314. Angels are average at best, wOBA and ISO versus lefties. CC very much in play. I'm afraid he's going to be start getting popular because he's actually been pitching well, but he's definitely in play tonight against the Angels. One I like a ton is Jason Vargas at the San Francisco Giants. Giants versus a lefty, we know the story. Jason Vargas, 2 earned runs his last start out against Houston, shutout against Cleveland, 2 earned at Cleveland, 3 earned against the Yanks, which I'll take in the Bronx. Got beat up at home versus the Yanks, but then shut down Tampa Bay, shut down Cleveland again, 1 earned run versus the White Sox. Against the Giants earlier this year, 7 innings, 4 hits, no earned, 9 Ks for 35.4 points. Bottom line, he's been pitching outstanding. He has a pickup here and there, but what pitcher does not? I just wanted to bring all that up because there are still Vargas doubters out there. Price tag's up to $8,300, and he's in a phenomenal matchup. Giants strike out over 20% of the time versus lefties. Vargas strikes out about 20% of the guys he faces. Decent swinging strike rate. Home run to fly ball is only 6.3%. Good hard contact rate. Tons to love in this matchup. Third lowest team total on the board at 3.85. Lefties are still hitting 430 off Vargas. So Belt and Crawford and maybe Panic, Spanner in the lineup. Intriguing looks, but I'm not overly excited about it. Righties are hitting 234 versus Vargas. So he's on phenomenal against right-handed bats. Giants Woba's 284, ISO 110, which is just dreadful against left-handed pitching. Vargas, $8,300 is an outstanding play tonight, in my opinion. Outstanding play still can go wrong, so preface it, but it's a great play in my book. Next up, Marco Estrada, 8,000 versus Tampa Bay. We know Tampa Bay can mash well, but Estrada's having a really interesting year, to say the least. Last two starts been a bit rocky. Hopefully it steers people clear, because prior to that, outstanding 6 innings, 1 earned versus Texas, 7 2/3, 1 earned at Baltimore. He had some other rocky starts, and he had some good starts. He's just back and forth, good GPP play. At home in a hitter-friendly park, but you are facing a Rays team that strikes out almost 26% of the time, and you got Estrada, who's striking out 27.6% of the batters he's facing, which is outstanding. He's a flyball pitcher, which is terrifying against that Rays team. So you're picking your poison, GPP style, not cash game. But when you're talking Rays, they have one of the lower team totals, 428 on the slate. Lefty's hitting 272, righty's 308. So he's limited in the average. He just gives up the long ball from time to time due to the fly ball. We got the Rays with an outstanding Woba of 338 and an even crazier ISO of 207 versus righty. So they got tons of thump like we talk about, but tons of strikeouts. So it's a really interesting GPP upside play. Maybe he only gives up two or three or less, still strikes out 8, goes 6 or 7. Phenomenal play at $8,000. We can roll the dice once again on Mr. Brad Peacock. The ownership should be quite low after his last hiccup, really went 3 innings. 7 hits, 4 on 4 walks against the Angels. Because prior to that, he was outstanding. And one of them was at Texas. 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned, 9 Ks for 27.9 points. Goes back up against those Rangers tonight at home. Will be extremely low on GPP only because maybe he's just a mess. But the Rangers do strike out over 23% of the time. And Peacock, small sample, but they got him at a 37.6% K rate right now. When you're talking Texas Rangers, team total of, oh, we're still waiting on that total, so they don't have a team total yet, but lefty's hitting 280, righty's 249 off Peacock. The Rangers do have some thump, but even Musgrove, who, you know, he's shaky at best, I think Peacock's a better pitcher than Musgrove. They both need to locate, as the walks killed him last time, but Musgrove, quality start, you take that for Peacock at 79 tonight. A play I love. I know the Pittsburgh Pirate bats are kind of hot. I think they do better against left-handed pitching than right-handed. We got our boy Tyler Chatwood on the road. We target Tyler Chatwood on the road. He's $7,700 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Take a look at Chatwood's recent road starts. You got at the Cubs where we targeted him, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 4 Ks, 19.9. At San Diego, 8 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 8 Ks, 33. At Philly, he had 32.8 points. Scuffled at Minnesota, then at San Diego, 24.8 points. He's been a road warrior for us. That's when you're going to use him. Going up against Pittsburgh, we got a 18.6% K rate for the Pirates versus righties. Chatwood about 20%. Outstanding ground ball rate of 58.4% for Chatwood. So really, really like the Chatwood play here. If you're looking at the Pittsburgh Pirates, 4.519 total, so they got him hitting Chatwood well. Lefty's hitting 327, righty's 306. Average well, but average ISO, nothing too scary in that respect. Chatwood definitely on my list of arms in that mid-range today. Now we can roll the dice. The guy we wanted to use last time out, and he got 23.3 points, but DraftKings is incompetent and couldn't get him on the slate, was Jacob Feria. Went 6 1/3, 3 hits, 1 earned, 5 Ks in his debut against the White Sox, 8 ground balls to 3 fly balls, 95 pitches. Outstanding. That's what we wanted, and we couldn't do it because of DraftKings. Well, now we get him tonight in his first road start, and it's against the Toronto Blue Jays. Blue Jays strike out 20.4% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Faria's numbers are small samples, so tough to tell, but 4.72 team total for the Jays. 316 WOBA was a little about average, a little above average. 180 ISO is pretty solid. Rolling the dice, he's going to be, should, quote unquote, be low owned against that Jays team, which, you know, hot and cold, kind of how the Tigers are, but you're getting him a lot cheaper than Greinke. I'll have a few sprinkles of him just because the upside of that kid's arm is outstanding. I'm not going to go too crazy because I want to see some more, like, first adversity start and everything. So I just wanted to bring him up as an option for you, but he's not, you know, one of my top options. Another one I want to bring up as an intriguing play, Zach Wheeler, 7,300 versus the Cubs, as I mentioned with DeGrom. DeGrom's better than Wheeler as a whole. Wheeler's thrown great this year. And the Cubs, like I mentioned last night or yesterday, are not the Cubs we remember. The thing with Wheeler, he's not, you know, he's getting about 5Ks or more per start. He's getting about 6 innings per start. Solid cash game plays, getting you double-digit points in almost every start this year, usually 15 or more. Even if he gets me 15 or more at 7,300 for GPP, it's not the worst. We'd like more on this large slate with all these options. That's why I want to mention him. He's been really, really good, but 15 might not cut it on this slate. You're going to need some more upside. You want to get into the 20s with some of these arms because there's a lot of arms that can get there, and we can always find cheap bats like we found last night. So keep that in mind. He's a good play. Cubs strike out over 22% of the time. Wheeler strikes out a little over 21% of the batters he faces. 48.6% ground ball rate, which is outstanding. Cubs team total is 434. Lefties hitting 300. Righties 310 versus Wheeler. Really good option tonight. I have no problem using him. We just need him to pitch a little better than more because 15 is just not going to get it. If he can get us more towards that 20, it's going to be huge. He's 7,300 bucks, which is nice and cheap. So, you know, I guess 15 is okay. Good cash, decent GPP play, Zach Wheeler. Now we get into a couple of our punt plays on the night. Scott Feldman, $7,000 at the San Diego Padres. Feldman, you know, he's a back and forth, but when he's on, he's on. And he came off a 7-8, 4 hits, no earned, 4 Ks versus the Cardinals. He has two hiccups in between and then a great start outside of that. It's just, you don't know which Feldman you're going to get, but the Padres strike out 26% of the time, which is outstanding. You got an 18.6% K rate for Feldman, 44% ground ball rate, which is very solid. Padres on the slate tonight. Team total of 397, fifth lowest on the slate. Lefties are hitting 357, righties 308. Padres have a little thump against righties at 164 ISO, but a bad WOBA of 294. So it's a pick your poison. It's a punt play. Really good upside with Feldman, but there is always that downside with Mr. Feldman. Another punt play, Buck Farmer, 6,900. Price tag is still so intriguing for a guy with the strikeout potential he has. Pitch count's not a problem. He's got 6 1/3 and 6 2/3, 5Ks, 11Ks, 26.6, 37.3 against the Angels and at the White Sox. Now he is going from 4 grand to 6,900, and he is going against the Arizona Diamondbacks, but you're not in Chase Field, which is huge to me. We've seen the Diamondbacks of late scuffle mightily outside of Chase. They still have their good games at Chase, but they have scuffled. You got a 23% K rate for the D-backs versus right-handed pitching. Farmer is limiting hard contact very well so far to start the year. Diamondbacks team total 455, lefties hitting 325, righties 248 in small samples off Farmer. Great WOBA and great ISO for the D-backs versus right-handed pitching. So you're hoping Comerica limits the damage compared to Chase, which it should. They still could go off, as we know. Like Lamb's still a really solid play and some other guys, but it's an interesting punt play. I'll mention Ty Block at 6,600. The K upside is not gigantic for Block, but you place a Royals team with the lowest team total on the board at 365. Lefties hitting 209, righties 307 off Block, and Royals are below average WOBA and ISO. But very low K upside, so it's an interesting GPP play, but buyer beware. One that I love that should be really low owned is Trevor Bauer, 6,200 bucks. At home against the Dodgers. We know the Dodgers can't ride as well. Bauer's been pitching really, really well. He got hit around at Colorado, but prior to that, rain-shortened game in Kansas City, but Oakland 7-8, 7 hits, 314 Ks for 37 points, had 16.4 points against Cincy, 25.2 at Houston, 21.3 against Minnesota, 12.1 at Toronto. Been pitching really, really well, really under the radar, big, big strikeout arm, which is what I'm looking at. For this punt play to get a K percentage like this is nuts. Dodgers striking out 23.4% of the time on the season. Bauer has a 28.2% K rate. In the last 30 days, 24th on the barrel FIP. striking out 31.45% of the batters the last 30 days. Outstanding stuff. Now you got your risk. You got your risky things when it comes with Bauer. There's hard contact rates pretty high. His home run to fly ball is pretty high. Facing a Dodgers team with some thump. But a lot of that was early season numbers. Team totals 429 on the lower half of the slate tonight. Lefties hitting 319. Righties 323. So it's interesting, but for a plump play at 6,200 with that K upside, I like Trevor Bauer a ton in the punt department. And your absolute massive punt of the night, if you're really feeling dicey or you just want to literally punt the position, Clayton Richards, 5K at home against San Diego. He's had his best stuff at home. Against Colorado, wasn't as great as 10.2 points, but then at home against Arizona, 33.8, Milwaukee, 9.5, but then Dodgers, 3. You're getting like 10-plus. He had a 27.6 versus Arizona. He needs to be able to throw it low in the zone. If the umpire's not, you know, giving it to him, he's in trouble. It's a really, really dicey play. But it's 5K. Red strikeout 20.5% of the time versus lefties. He's got a ground ball rate of 58.2%. As I'm saying, if the ump's on his side, he's going to keep it low with a handful of strikeouts, which makes him intriguing. You do have Cincinnati, one of the lower totals on the board, sixth lowest on the board at 4.03. Lefties hitting 292, righties 357. They have a great wOBA of 335 and an outstanding ISO of 208 versus lefties. So they crush lefties, but A, they're not Great American Ballpark. They're at home. You saw them struggling with Perdomo, another ground ball pitcher last night. It's an intriguing play. I'm not saying don't bat your Reds like Suarez and Cozart and Duval. Phenomenal plays against him. At the same time, you know, sixth lowest team total on the board. If it's the right ump, you're good to go. So that's a really intriguing 5K punt play. So there's your long-winded pitching profile for you. So you got your top two, Kershaw, Greinke. Like them both. There's a little risk in these ballparks. They're going to be going from the National League to the American League. DH factor, definite risk, but they got the Ks. They're top options on every night slate they're on. You go to the middle price range, Lester at 88, the Mets, which Lester's going to show up. It's a great price cut. Mets have, you know, you'd prefer them versus a righty versus a lefty, but they still have some thump. Not my top play, but I like them. CeCe Sabathia, 87 at the Angels, outstanding. The only thing that worries me is potential ownership. Outside of that, I like CeCe a ton. Jason Vargas, one of my top plays in this mid-range at 83 against the Giants. Estrada, 8K versus Tampa Bay. You got the risk of Tampa Bay going deep versus the flyball pitcher in Toronto. A huge K upside with Estrada. Good upside overall if he can just keep the ball down and in the park. Peacock, 7,900 versus Texas. Should be low on. Nice GPP gamble. Bounce back game for Peacock. Outside of Vargas, my next favorite in this range, Tyler Chatwood, 77 at Pittsburgh. Love him. Love him on the road. Hopefully he keeps it going. Tonight, we got Farias, 75 at Toronto. Interesting GPP play. I kind of want to see more, but he's a decent GPP play. And you got Zach Wheeler, 73 versus the Cubs. Good upside, strikeout upside. Good cash game upside with Wheeler. Your punts. I go Bauer, number one in my punt department at 62 versus the Dodgers. Huge K upside. Love me some Bauer. Hopefully he just doesn't get lit up, but great punt. Feldman at 7K versus San Diego. Good K upside. Farmer, 69 versus Arizona. And Richard, 5K versus Cincy. Those are my rankings for your darts. Bauer, Feldman, Farmer, Richards. In the middle, I'm going Chatwood, Vargas is my top options. Then you go some CeCe, some Peacock, some Wheeler, some Estrada. I could probably go CeCe, Estrada, Peacock, Wheeler in that order. And then you got Faria and Lester, and then your top boys. So it's a lot of options, but I kind of ranked them out for you there to try to help you out the best I can. Now let's get into your bats. All right, when we're talking bats, we're going to start it off with the catcher's position. You kick it off with Gary Sanchez, who had the night off last night, 5,100 versus Ramirez. If you're paying up for catcher, I got no problem with that. As you know me, I don't like to pay up for catcher much, but for GPP, I sprinkle him in because he's just that darn good. Brian McCann, 4,400 versus Nick Martinez in Houston. When you're talking Nick Martinez, you're talking a guy 391 versus lefties, 340 versus righties. We know Houston, 350 wOBA, 195 ISO versus Houston. Very much in play against Nicholas Martinez. McCann at 44, good-looking play if you're paying up. Buster Posey versus the lefty. We said Vargas does very, very well against righties. Posey's really good. Pick your poison, 44. JT Realmuto is a really solid play at 42. He's heating up again. He's had an overall great year, but he's, you know, getting really hot. Hits righties extremely well. Jarrell Cotton, He's been hot and cold. Realmuto at 42 can be an intriguing play. Gattis 41's in play. If you're fading Granky, Alex Avila versus righty is always a good look at $4,000. Salvador Perez is day-to-day. If he's in the lineup at 39 versus Block, he's in play. Zunino, 36 versus Kyle Gibson. Zunino's swinging it really, really well. Prefer him versus a lefty over a righty, but not bad at all. Jason Castro, 35 versus Bergman's very, very good. Bergman's 19th worst the last 30 days on barrel FIP. When you're looking at that, he's getting barreled 6.5% of the time, which is outstanding. Twins, 5-2-8 team total, one of the highest on the boards. Lefties, 352. Righties, 404 off Bergman. So Castro, one of the highest hard contact rates in baseball the last couple weeks. Very much in play there at 35. Grandal versus a righty, $3,400. Trevor Bauer, definitely in play. Beef Wellington crushes left-handed pitching, $3,300 versus Holland. Castillo is probably one of the top plays in this mid-price range today, no doubt about it. Chris Herman gets to start for Arizona, $3,200 versus Farmer. He's not a bad look at all. Robinson Chirinos, 32. Tyler Flowers, 32, went deep last night. Tony Walters, left-handed bat versus Cole at 31. Like I told you after Cole's last blow-up, we got to wait and see if he comes back because we loved him this year. He's struggling. Lefty's hitting 377, righty's 295, so Walters at 31 could be a cheaper lefty. Got Stephen Vogt, who's heating up, had a big weekend in Tampa Bay. We know he's a really good hitter. He's just scuffled. Maybe he's getting hot. He's $3,100 versus Urena. And when you're talking Urena, you're talking about, where are my eyes? There they are. Lefty's hitting 329, righty's hitting 346. And in the last 30 days, the worst barrel FIP at 810, getting barreled 10.26% of the time, striking out a little over 16%, walking almost 14.5% of the batters he's facing. A's are a sneaky stack tonight, and Stephen Vogt at 3,100 definitely can be a part of that. Devin Mesoraco versus the lefty at 31 is in play. I'd probably prefer one of these other guys just by park factor alone and Richards being a ground ball pitcher, but I can totally get behind some Mesoraco. If Nick Hundley catches for the Giants, he gets lefties well, even though I said Vargas does great against righties. He's 31 if you need to fade and get different. Miguel Montero at 3K is not a bad play versus Wheeler if he gets to start. As we go down the list, you got Christian Vasquez, 2,900 versus Lively is in play. Elias Diaz for Pittsburgh, we love him against lefties, did great again last night. 2,900 versus Chatwood tonight. If you want to punt, I can get behind it, but I prefer him versus the lefties. Like, I'd punt with Wilson Contreras, 2,900 versus Wheeler with the home run upside. Derek Norris, 2,800 versus Estrada, some home run upside in that ballpark. Martin Maldonado versus the lefty CeCe at 28, even though I love CeCe. I can get behind it just for the power upside, those kind of plays. Sandy Leone's 27, definitely in play. Some good high 2K guys here to punt with and build elsewhere. Cameron Rupp, $2,600 right-handed bat versus David Price. If you're fading there, a play I absolutely love. Austin Hedges continues to rake. Had another huge game for us last night. He was a big part of my winning. Facing Feldman at $2,600. That's a great, great punt play with Austin Hedges. No problem with that at all. As we wrap this up, Caleb Joseph, if Wellington Castillo doesn't get the start, Caleb Joseph's 23 versus Holland. I like both of them. I love Castillo at 33 because he gets lefty so well. The last 30 days, Holland's 14th worst barrel FIP, getting barreled 5.7% of the time. He's walking 11.5% of the batters he faces. So Orioles obviously in play tonight. Love me some one of the catchers' cheaper plays there. Rene Rivera, 2,200 versus Lester. If he's starting for the Mets, that's a solid punt play. You know, low risk, potential nice reward there. I didn't mention Day-Arnaud. I passed him up for some reason, not sure why. But if Day-Arnaud's starting, he's 3,100 versus Lester, definitely in play as well. So some good catching options. It's not like lights out studs, but I'd probably go Castillo as my top and vote maybe in the middle. But there's some other good middle ones to be different with. At first base, Paul Goldschmidt, 54 versus Farmer. Votto, 52 versus Richard, both in play. Justin Smoke, 5K versus Faria. Reynolds, 5K. Both decent plays there. Cody Bellinger, 48 versus Bowers. Nice looking play there in Cleveland. Matt Holley, 47's in play. Anthony Rizzo, 47. Mitch Moreland continues to rake. He's 46 versus Lively. When you're looking at Lively, Boston 5-6-1 team total, lefties 276, righties 303. Small sample sizes there for Lively. Keep that in mind. Jay Bruce hits lefties just fine. He's 4,500 versus Lester. Don't like stack it, but don't run. Lomo, if you're fading Estrada, Lomo at 4,300 bucks, huge upside there. And a Tampa Bay stack, even if you're using some Estrada, I'd make at least one Tampa Bay stack with some of those big bats, because we know how, even if they don't get like a ton of hits, they can easily get three or four home runs. That's just what they do. Jose Abreu, 41 versus Asher, is in play. Like, love me some Yonder Alonso at 41 versus Urena. I think an A stack, as much as they can dud out like we know they can, it's a sneaky play. Edwin Encarnacion, if you're fading Kershaw, we love him versus lefties. He's 3,900. Lucas Duda, 38 versus Lester. I'm not too pumped on that one, but it's still not bad. He's hitting it well. Josh Bell, 37 versus Chatwood, if you're fading Chatwood. Ryan Healy, first base, third base, 3,700. I'd rather go Yonder there and go Healy at third. But like I said, lefty's hitting 329, righty's 346 off Urena, so don't ignore Healy, who's swinging a good stick. If Adam Lind gets to start again for Zimmerman, he's 37 versus Dickey, which is not bad. Kendrys Morales, huge upside at 3,600 versus Faria. Same with Hanram, 36 versus Lively. Prefer Hanram versus a lefty, but he went deep last night, in play again. Miggy Cabrera, only 35 versus Greinke. With these Tigers prices, you almost need to build a Tigers lineup to fade Greinke just in case he blows up, because the upside is ginormous. I told you they're woba, they're ISO, they hit righties extremely well. But Greinke's great, but he's going to scuffle from time to time. And at those price tags, you can get some tremendous upside there. You can almost build a little mini Tiger stack with Kershaw and company. Think about that. It might not work, but I'm just saying, these are options to help you win GPPs. You got to think of them all. On a 14-game slate, there's a ton of angles. Albert Pujols, 35 versus CeCe, definitely in play if you're fading CeCe. Matt Adams, big home run last night. He's 35 versus Ross, first base outfield eligible. Some nice middle-priced first basemen if you're not paying up. I like the high price guys, but there's some good ones here. Tommy Joseph versus the lefty, price at 34 is in play. Will Myers has been struggling. Price is down to 34. Upside there. Trey Mancini went deep last night, first base outfield eligible, only 33 versus Holland. That's a phenomenal value, probably more so in the outfield, but great value. CJ Cron, 33 versus a lefty, some phenomenal value. He mashes left-handed pitching. Keep him in mind. If you're punting, Jose Ozuna, first base outfield. I used him yesterday at 3K for Pittsburgh. He's 3,100. He hits lefties really well, hits righties decently, though, so he's not a complete ignore. You got Tyler Moore of the Miami Marlins, first base outfield eligible. He's 3K. He's been raking in some everyday action right now against Cotton at 3K. Sneaky play there. Probably more so on the outfield than at first base, but very, very sneaky. Don't ignore that completely. And that should just about do it. Let's head over to the second base position, but a lot of interesting first base plays there to build your lineups around. Second base, Starlin Castro, definitely in play at 47. He's been crushing it. You got Altuve at 47 is in play. Brian Dozier at 46, definitely in play. Another nice night last night. D. Gordon at 45 is a very good play. He's been playing very well lately, stealing bags, getting on, and scoring runs for a pretty hot Marlins lineup. So D. Gordon, definitely in play. If you look at that Marlins-A's game, let's reiterate the fact that the total's 9 for those two teams. So Marlins bats have been hot. A's had a decent weekend in Tampa Bay. Both pitchers are shaky. Could be an interesting game stack that won't be very high owned. Robbie Cano versus Gibson at 44 is a phenomenal price tag on the upside in that matchup. Daniel Murphy at 43, yes. Jonathan Scope at 42 against Holland, yes, yes. Like that a lot. Chris Taylor, 41 is not bad. We like him versus a lefty over a righty, but he's not bad. Second base outfield eligible. Jed Lowry at 4K is definitely in play versus Urena. Like that play a ton. Scooter Jeanette, no, not tonight. Jose Ramirez, 38 if you're getting weird against Kershaw. I can see it. Yonhervis Solarte, $3,800 at a homer last night. He's heating up. He's a very streaky batter. He's hitting really, really well right now. We mentioned how lefties hit Feldman. Phenomenal. Solarte, 38 is a really good-looking play if you're fading Feldman. Kinsler's only 36 versus Greinke if you're going that route. Chad Pender, second base shortstop. How that price tag's risen. He's $3,600 against Urena. Yolmer Sanchez, 35. His price tag's gone up, but decent there. As we go down, Benny Zobrist, 33 versus Wheeler, second base outfield eligible. I don't mind that. Ian Happ, 33 versus Wheeler, not a bad play either. Rougeo Odor, 3,200, some nice upside there. Here's our man, Wilmer Flores versus a lefty. Get him in your lineups somewhere, maybe not all of them, but somewhere. I know Lester can be good, but Flores mashes lefty, second base, third base eligible, only 3,100 bucks. Some nice salary relief with some tremendous upside. He's hitting righties really well right now, too. So it's not just a lefties thing, but he crushes lefties. So keep Flores in mind at 31. As we go down, that should just about do it. If Kelby Thompson gets a start, he led off the other day. And I like him in leadoff because he's got speed if he gets on. He's second base shortstop eligible, 2,800 bucks versus Vargas. If you're fading Vargas, I like Vargas a ton, but I understand if you want to get different, throwing him out there as a good punt option for you there. Let's head over to the third base position where we have Jake Lamb, 5,300 versus the righty Farmer is in play. We love that price tag a little more in Chase, though. It's a little elevated outside of Chase and a hitter's ball or a pitcher's ballpark, but he mashes right-handed pitching, so I get it if you want to go there. Miguel Sano at 48 let a lot of us down last night. If he goes off, I really have a big night. But another great matchup for him tonight at 48. He's always in play. Donaldson at 47 is in play. Arenado at 47, all in play. Eduardo Nunez swinging it well. Third base outfield, 47 versus Vargas. Eugenio Suarez versus the lefties, 46. Definitely in play there. Love me some Justin Turner versus Bauer at 43. Chris Bryant at 43 versus Wheeler's not bad. Rendon, 42 versus Dickey's not bad. Kyle Seager at 41 is a nice value versus Gibson. Mariners big night last night. Their bats are pretty hot. Definitely in play again tonight. Manny Machado versus Holland at 41 is in play. Castellanos, 3,900, swinging a hot, hot bat. 3,900 bucks versus Greinke. How hot can Greinke, you know, keep it? Longos, 37 versus Estrada. That's not a bad look. I mentioned Healy versus Urania at 37. Joey Gallo at 36. Definitely in play. Had a triple last night. Always a GPP option of Joey Gallo. My man, damn, that price tag jumped up. Corey Spangenberg, big game for me last night at 2,900 bucks. He's third base outfield eligible, left-handed bat versus Feldman at 35. I like him a ton tonight. He was big for me. I had Perella, Spangenberg, and Hedges with a Met stack and some great pitching, and it worked out really well. Spangenberg at 35 is in play. I forgot to mention him for you. Let me check it out. I don't know why. I look over it every time, and then I come back to it when I start talking about the Padres. I forget him when we go through here, but his price tag has gone up. Let's just put it that way. Let me find him. That's why I didn't notice him. He was too high for me. Where the heck's he at? I'm still going past him. Sorry about this. This is bad, bad radio here, but I got to find our man, Perella, at second base. There he is. He's 3,100 bucks. Another solid play tonight. It's not too pricey yet, so I can definitely get behind that $3,100. So after Spangenberg, back to third base. Spangenberg got Trevor Plouffe at 34. Probably not playing. I wouldn't worry about him, but right-handed bat, Rich Arena. Chase Headley at 31. Wilmer Flores, again, mentioned Wilmer. He's 3,100 bucks. Matt Davidson had a big night last night. He's 2,900 first base, third base if you need a punt option. He's in play, preferring versus a lefty, but he's still not bad versus a righty. So don't sleep on Davidson. Let's take you to the shortstop position. Trey Turner, 54, very good play versus Dickey. If he gets on, he's going to run all over Dickey. It's a matter of getting on, but he's been swinging an extremely, extremely hot bat after a slow start. If you look at his game logs, we're talking 24 points. He had a 0, a 2, then a 30. An 8, a 17, a 5, a 31, a 0, a 15. It's like it's all or nothing with Trey because he just has to get on base, but he's going to run for days against Dickey. Carlos Correa, 49 versus Martinez, is definitely in play. Hot, hot bat. Great ball player. Bogart's 45. Owens, 44. Zach Cozart versus the lefty at 44 is outstanding. Zach Cozart, your new National League shortstop all-star vote leader. Didi Gregorius at 43, definitely in play. Continues to hit the baseball very well. Elvis Andrus, 43, sneaky play. He's been swinging it well. Corey Seager, 42, starting to maybe heat up. Intriguing play there. Tim Beckham's all the way up to 4K. Man, remember the days when he was like our 2800 buck guy? That's just crazy. He's still a good stick, but it's hard to pay 4K for him. And you go 42 to Seager, you go 39 to Anderson Simmons, who's playing great against CeCe. You can roll the dice with Lindor at 37 versus Kershaw. It's just tough. Trevor Story, 36 versus struggling Cole. Mentioned Chad Pender. Jorge Polanco's back from Minnesota. He's 35 versus Bergman. As you go down the list, as Drubal Cabrera, switch hitter, 33 versus Lester, is not a bad low-owned play there. Keep him in mind. Tulo is only 2,900. He's been struggling mightily, but there's upside there. Our boy JT Riddle is our punts, 29 versus Cotton. That's not a bad play. Brandon Crawford, we saw how lefties hit against Vargas. He's 29. That's some value, even if you just want a one-off punt play against Vargas. I think Vargas is in for a great night tonight, so I don't even know if I'd one-off punt versus him. But if you want to, that's tremendous price tag. J.J. Hardy, he's so hot and so cold, but he's 27 versus Holland. Hits lefties very well. If you want to roll that dice in a different angle in a Baltimore stack. Let's go to the outfield and wrap it up. Aaron Judge, 56. You don't have to say much else. He's always in play. Charlie Blackmon, 55 versus Cole is phenomenal. Harper went deep last night, 53 versus Dickey is in play. George Springer's definitely in play at 52. Brett Gardner at 49 is not bad either. I mentioned Cody Bellinger already. Nelly Cruz at 48 is not bad. Benintendi's on fire, went deep again. He's 4,800 bucks. He's firmly in play. Cameron Maben leading off versus a lefty at 48. I like a bunch. Aaron Hicks, a bummer of a night last night, but he's having a good year. He's 48. Evesel Garcia at 47 is not bad at all. Adam Duvall versus the lefty. Richard at 47 is a really, really good play. Mookie Betts at 46, definitely in play versus Lively. Boston's in another good spot tonight if they just wake up. Crush Davis, 46 versus Urena. Phenomenal play. Price tag has skyrocketed, but definitely in play. Giancarlo's day-to-day, he's 46. Marcelo Zuna, 46, both in play. Cedic, 45. You're getting value. He was up in the fives a while back. He's still hitting the baseball. Good matchup. Cedic, a very good play. Mentioned Bruce. Chu at 45 is a little pricey for Chu. It's not. He's got the upside, but pricey. Frazier, 44 is pricey. Nomar Mazar at 44 is not bad, but pricey. Locane at 44. He had a good weekend in San Diego. 44 versus Block is an intriguing play. J-Up, 43 is in play. Peralta, 43 is not bad. J.D. Martinez is only 4,300 bucks. Getting like $1,000 off for Granky. That's tremendous upside there. JBJ, 43 versus Lively is in play. Some good options here. Schebler, 42 is not bad. He hits lefties okay, but I'd probably go elsewhere. Steven Souza Jr., 42 versus a righty. Phenomenal play. He's been raking. Love me, Howie Kendrick. He's been playing well overall. We love him versus lefties. He's 4,100 bucks versus David Price. Should be extremely low owned. Like that a lot. Robbie Grossman at 4K is definitely in play. You got Althea at 4K versus the lefty Price. Odubel Herrera, 4K versus the lefty Price. Better versus righties, but okay versus lefties. Both of those guys, 4K, are sneaky. Renfro, home run upside at 4K versus Feldman. Rajay Davis, 39 versus Urena. Belt, 39. Blanco's 38 if he's leading off for Arizona. Mitch Haniger's back. Had a big night last night. He's 3,800 bucks. Like him more versus a lefty than a righty, but he's mashing everybody before he got hurt. So he's 3,800. Bautista's 38. Not a bad price tag there. Matt Kemp, 38, with some tremendous upside at that price tag. That's a nice, nice price. Cole Calhoun, 37. Beltran, 37 is not bad at all. Joyce, 37. Like me some Yelich at 37. Billy Hamilton at 37, if he gets on, that's the question, though. Inciarte at 37. The Braves are priced mightily down versus Joe Ross. Braves are firmly in play tonight. Ross had a good start his last time out. We remember those starts prior. Maybe he's figured it out, but whew, I don't know. Max Kepler, 36, is definitely a solid play there. Melky Cabrera, 36. Adam Jones, 3,600 bucks is phenomenal price tag in that one. Really good price tag against Derek Holland. Ben Gamel, 35, versus the righty Gibson is not a bad play at all. Malik Smith's up to 3,500 bucks, but a great play leading off, stealing bags in that one. Mentioned Spangenberg at 35. I like him. Matt Adams at 35 is good. Some nice $3,500 price. Mark Trumbo is only $3,400 bucks for Derek Holland. My goodness, the disrespect for the Trumbomb. We know he can strike out four times in a game, but he could also go deep two or three times. For a double-dung upside at $3,400 bucks against a crappy pitcher, that is tremendous price tag on Trumbo. Get some Trumbo today. Nick Markakis, 34, is not bad. Mentioned Trey Mancini at 33. These O's are priced down, man. O's are priced down. Braves are priced down. Tigers priced down. You always got the cheap Padres. There's some interesting matchups tonight, boys and girls. Zobrist, 33. Mentioned him already. Mentioned Chris Herman if he's starting for Arizona at 32. Joey Rickard versus the lefty should be leading off for Baltimore at 32. Firmly in play. Lefties hit Tyler Chatwood decently. Polanco's only $3,200 if you need a couple plays with Pittsburgh bats. Raimel Tapia might be getting the start. He's $3,200. Not the best play, but he's not bad. Denard Span's 32. Pence is 32. Jorge Bonifacio at 32 versus Ty Block's an intriguing play. We did mention Royals have the lowest team total on the board, but this Block, you never know. Colby Rasmus, some nice upside, only $3,100 for home run upsides. Not too shabby there. Jason Hayward, 31 versus Wheelers, and some nice upside as well. Getting below 3K, it's going to get quiet. Tyler Moore at 3K, mentioned him earlier from Miami as a nice punt option. Mikey Motek swinging a decent stick, but 2,900 versus Granke, I don't know if you want to go there. Albert Amora Jr. swinging an okay bat, 29 versus Wheeler, don't know if you want to go there. Brian Goodwin swinging it really well for Washington right now, $2,900 versus Dickey. It's Dickey, though. Juan Lagares, right-handed bat versus Lester at 28. He's in play. If you're fading Lester, he's definitely a part of that. Austin Slater, the Giants, 2,800 versus Vargas. Nice right-handed stick in that lineup. If you're fading or you just want like a one-off with some upside, Slater's in play in that one. Don't mind that at all, actually. It's a nice price tag at 28. And not much else. Michael Saunders, his lefty's fine, but he's struggling so much. 2,500 versus Price. Don't know if you want to go there, but there is upside. Chris Coughlin for Toronto. Third base outfield eligible. If he's in the lineup, he's only $2,400 for Faria. Interesting punt option there. And that will do it at the outfield position and for your bats. Let's recap your pitching real quick. Like I said, your top guys, Kershaw, Granke, in your middle pack. I'd rank them in this order. You got Vargas, 83 at San Francisco. Chatwood, 77 at Pittsburgh. Then you got Estrada, 8 versus Tampa Bay. Wheeler, 73 versus Chicago. CC, 87 at the Angels. All three of those are pretty solid plays. Peacock, 79 versus Texas. Lester, 88 versus the Mets. And Faria, 75 at Toronto. So kind of in that order there. Your punts in this order. Trevor Bauer, 62 versus the Dodgers. Feldman, 7 versus at San Diego. Farmer, 69 versus Arizona, and Richards, 5K at Cincy. Stacking. Let's talk some quick stacking. Astros versus Nick Martinez, obviously in play. Lefties, 391, righties, 340. They mash them. Woba, ISO out through the roof. Houston's firmly in play. If you want to go contrarian against Peacock, Rangers aren't a bad option, but I'm going Houston in that matchup. Boston versus Ben Lively, phenomenal play, 5-6-1 team total. Benintendi's been on fire. Betts, good price tag at 46. That's too cheap for that potential. Nationals versus Dickey, lefties 342, righties 346, team total 5-4-4. Nats firmly in play as always. Twins versus Bergman, 5-2-8 total, lefties 352, righties 404. Love that a lot. He's been getting barreled a ton of late, so Twins, nice play in that matchup. White Sox versus Asher is an intriguing play, 5-2-8 team total. Asher's, it's hit or miss. He's really on or he's really off. So White Sox don't completely sleep on him. But Orioles versus Holland, they're super cheap. That Trumbo play, Jones is cheap. All really, really cheap. Marcini, 5-2-2 team total against Holland. Lefties 250, but righties 360, firmly in play. Mariners versus Gibson, 5-2-2 team total. Lefties 383, righties 343 off Gibson. Swinging some hot sticks. Seattle, one of the top stacking options of the night. The list goes on. Marlins versus Cotton is phenomenal. You got Blue Jays and Pirates, high team totals. D-backs, high team total versus Farmer. Tigers, decent total versus Granke, but not great. Rockies, lefties hitting 377 off Cole. A's versus Urena. Worst barreled guy in the last 30 days. Lefties hitting 329, righties 346. A's are sneaky tonight. If you just want a couple one-off type options, lefties hitting 370 off Joe Ross. You know, your Adams, Markakis, Infantes of the world. Righties 284. Reds versus Richards. Lefties 292, but righties 357. So keep, you know, Duvall's and Suarez and Cozart's in your mind. Padres versus Feldman, lefties hitting 357. And then off of Vargas for the Giants, lefties hitting 430. So keep those kind of things in mind as well. But loaded 14-game slate. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDEntrick. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. DFS Golf Gods U.S. Open DFS preview is up and posted. Get it in. We recorded the U.S. Open preview last night. Bets, more DFS talk, course preview, lots of good stuff. Bench with Bubba, episode 41. Article out later today. It's already up on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Spreaker. Give that a look. But more importantly, good luck tonight on the 14-game slate. Hit me up with any questions you have. If not, I'll catch you guys tomorrow. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, Tuesday, June 13th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.